Falcons football, OABCIG head coach Larry Allen, my guest in our Saturday morning huddle. Last night on the road, Adair Casey, Guthrie Center, ACGC, the opponent, 50-0 win. Coach, congratulations on a big win.
Hey, thanks a lot. You know, it's one of those deals. You got a nice long drive, and you don't know how your kids are going to react, you know, after being on a bus for so long. But we came out ready to play, and that was nice to see last night.
Well, victory puts you 500 in the district at 3-3, 5-3 overall. I mean, so you get off the bus. Was it pedal to the metal right off the bat in the first quarter for you and the guys offensively?
Actually, we went. We took the ball, went 3-and-out. It was a muddy field, wet field, long grass. I thought maybe we'd be able to get a score in right away. I had to punt. Fortunately, in second or third play for them, Tyler Anderson forced a fumble, and Isaac Interlock fell on it. And then it was pretty much all us from then on. Chase Devitt scored twice in the first quarter on runs of 24 and 15 yards and also had a two-point conversion. He also scored to start the second half, 11-16 left in the second quarter on an 18-yard run and had the two-point conversion. Carson Goberson joined the scoring with a 34-yard run, and then Chase scored on a 10-yard run again. Will Grody hit both of those PATs, and Caden Ladwig escaped for a 29-yard run right before half to go up 42-0 at half. Third quarter was scoreless, and Nick Schulte ended the scoring with a 33-yard run in the fourth quarter, and Tyler Anderson was able to run the two-point conversion in for us. So we spread the ball around last night quite a bit. As I said, you know, it was kind of a wet field early on, so we did not throw the ball very much. And, you know, it's nice to get the younger kids an opportunity to play in a varsity game.
How many rushing yards total?
We ended up with 356 yards on the ground, zero passing yards, but we only threw two passes. And, you know, it was one of, like I said, one of those deals where we could run pretty effectively on the ground, so there wasn't really a need to try to throw the ball.
Well, your offensive line must have played a good game.
We did. You know, Chase didn't have any huge runs last night, you know, 20, 30 yards, but he once in a while he'll throw in some bigger ones than that. But real nice job of getting, you know, 8, 10 yards, that kind of deal. That obviously add up, and Chase didn't play in the second half. Caden Ladwig didn't play in the second half. Ryan Booman didn't play in the second half. So those are our three starting backs back there. Isaac Enderlot is our other back, and I think he played a couple snaps until we could get him out of there. So, as I said, we got some young kids, some varsity experience last night. It was really nice to see.
Yeah, and that's a good game when you can put in these guys, and maybe mom and dad made the trip too, that long trip for them, and they get to see their kids play. It's a win-win for everybody. How about the defensive side of the football, Larry? Throwing a shutout, I mean, you guys had to play well on that side too.
You know, we did. ACGC struggles offensively. They just couldn't get anything going last night. Fourth quarter, they got a couple drives together, but then we were able to stop them on a fourth down call. Nick Schulte had three solos last night. Ethan Mortensen, three solos. Ryan Copeland, four solos. Devin Berenson, two solos. So a lot of kids that maybe don't get a great deal of playing time, but they got their opportunity last night. And we sold it to the older kids that have started all year that, you know, we'd hate to see one of those guys get hurt in a game that's way out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
We want them, and they want to finish at home in front of the home fans next week against Trainer. So you know, that was a selling point for them, and they all bought into that. They were really on board with that. So hopefully we can get them a good win next week.
All right, you bring up next week Trainer on your home field. An opportunity, Larry, for your squad to finish 6-3.
Yeah, it'd be a great season for us, you know. We were 1-8 2 years ago and 3-6 last year, although we finished strong down the stretch, you know. And it's just an opportunity for us to put another feather in our cap. We'd end up above 500 in the district, and I've done that for a couple of years. And you know, this group of seniors, some of them have been playing for 3 years. A lot of them played last year as well, you know, mixed in and so forth, and they've really stepped up and been great leaders for us. So we're really excited for that. Trainer's a pretty good ball club. They'll be fighting for a winning record themselves. So there's a lot on the line, and so we're excited about getting to play that at home as well.
Coach, I have to ask, when you're 1-8 2 years ago, a 3-win season last year, do you ever bring back some of your former players? I know you got a couple kids that play every Saturday for us here in Storm Lake at Buena Vista. Trevor Ryan, of course, at Iowa State, he had a huge game last week in the win over Oklahoma. Do those guys ever come back to school and maybe check out some of your camps or anything like that?
You know, most of them don't. Most of the time they have to stay, you know, where they're at in the summer. My son and Trevor are really good friends, so Trevor and I have talked a little bit over the past few years, just wishing him good luck and so forth. And we're proud of all those guys with Tyler at BVU.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To see those kids go on and have some success after high school, you know, as a coach, that makes you pretty proud, even though, you know, I didn't have a lot to do with it, or we didn't have a lot to do as coaches. They had that drive, and, you know, they really excelled, and we're really proud of them for that.
Coach, appreciate your time. Enjoy what's left of your weekend, and good luck week 9 against Trainer.
All right, thanks a lot.
Coach Allen here on the Saturday Morning Huddle on Mix 101.7. We'll take a short break and come back and visit with Newell Fonda head coach Brian Wilkin. That's next on Mix 101.7.